Shem Kol Yisrael, today we are going to be discussing the halacha, the halachic myth, or not myth, we'll have to see, of do you have to listen to everything that your parents tell you to do? I don't know about you, but in a lot of parents' homes, your mom, your dad, they tell you, put on the sweater, and it could be the middle of the summer, but the parents always say, you have to listen to what your mom and dad said, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. So if easy question we're going to discuss, first of all, is do you always have to listen to your parents? What exactly is the definition of the mitzvah of kibud av? We're going to go to some more tougher questions, which is, what if your parents want you to go into a particular business? Do you have to listen to that? What if your parents want you to become a lawyer? What if your parents want you to do something against halacha, against the Torah? Do you have to listen to that? We're going to start from the beginning and defining what exactly is the mitzvah of kibud av. And we'll finish off with the discussion of what if your parents don't want you to move to the land of Israel and you do want to move to the land of Israel, what takes precedence in that situation. So let's start from the Torah. The Torah tells us in Devarim, it's also in Shemot, it's one of the Ten Commandments, 20:12. Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. We all have a mitzvah to honor, to respect our parents. Leman yarichun yamecha l'adama. You'll have lengthy days. I assume this isn't such a big chiddush. We know that this is a big mitzvah in the Torah to respect our parents. In fact, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamud Amud Bet, Shalosh Shutafim. Bo Adam. There are three partners in the creation of man, Aviv, Imo, and Akadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And so when we are respecting our parents, we're kind of respecting God because they are all on the same team of creating a person. So it's a very, very high and important mitzvah to respect our parents. It's like respecting God himself. In fact, if you wanted, you could do a whole shiur about the biblical perspective of kibud av. The first example of someone not respecting their creator, their parent, is Adam and Eve back in the Garden of Eden when Adam's parent is God and he rebels against God. So that's a sad example of the lack of kibud av, one could say. On the other hand, another example of kibud av is when Yitzchak respects his parent, Avram Avinu, even in willing to risk his own life to be sacrificed at the Akeda because he trusts his father. You could even say that Avram, by trusting God, is also, to some extent, an example of kibud av, listening to God even when it makes no sense. And third example, maybe from the Bible, is the story of Yaakov Avinu tricking his father Yitzchak, doing kibud eim and not kibud av. Was that the right decision, which it seemingly it seems to be, or was it the wrong decision, is an interesting discussion that we could have. Anyways, getting back to halacha. So the Gemara in Kiddushin defines what exactly is this mitzvah of kibud av, and what is the mitzvah of yira, fearing your parents, which is also mentioned in the Torah. Tanraban, ezehu mora ve'ezehu chibud. How do we define awe and how do we find honoring, respecting? Mora lo omed bimkomo, v'lo yoshev bimkomo. So fear, respect, is not standing your father or your mother's place, not sitting in their special chair. V'lo soteret varav. Not contradicting what they have to say. V'lo machria. What is kibud? How do we define kibud? Machil mashke umalbish machse machnis umotzi. You eat them, you give them food, you give them drink, you give them clothing, you bring them in, you bring them out, you help them out. Kibud av means helping them, physically helping your parents. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. This is Paskin in the Gemara in the Halacha. Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya discusses these laws. Resh Mem איזהו מורה לא יעמוד במקומו המיוחד לו לעמוד שם בסוד זקנים עם חבריו או מקום מיוחד לו להתפלל. Right? Let's say your dad has a set place in shul. You don't sit in his makom. If he has a set chair where he always sits at the table, you don't sit at his chair. You know. So nowadays, not everyone has set places. But if there is a set place where your mom or dad sit, part of the mitzvah of respect is not to sit in their place. By the way, there is such a concept of mechila, of, you know, your parents saying, it's okay. And so if your parent doesn't mind and he allows you to sit in their place, in his or her place, then that it would be okay. On a related note, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph writes, Rav Yosef ki abashama kara di'ime amar eikum mikmei shechina da'asya. When he saw his parent, he said, ah, I'm going to get up because the Shechina has arrived. He felt God's presence when his mother walked into the room and he stood. So from here we learn the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayev la'mod mipanav, mishirein rachok, mirachok, me'alei anavwen. As soon as you see your father or your mother, even from a very far place, you should stand ad shitkasem imenu, until you can't see him anymore. Shelo yireh kumoto v'achar kach yeshev. V'afilo yarachub tzorech la'mod mipanav dechashiv kamalach. Even if you were riding, you have to get off your donkey and stand in front of your parent. The Rama writes, Yesh amayin de'en adam chayev la'mod lefnav rabo, rak shachar tzvarvitz. And some say you only have to stand before your rabbi in the morning and in the evening. Now, why is it, if that's true, that we don't usually see people standing up when they see their mom or their dad? Because, as I mentioned, we can be moichel on our kavod, and most parents, we can assume in our generation, are moichel on their kavod. And, you know, I remember when I first learned this halacha, I asked my mom and I asked my dad, is it okay if I don't stand when you walk into the room? And he, of course, started laughing because he wouldn't even contemplate the concept of me standing when he walks into the room. So, of course, he was moichel. So it depends on the relationship you have with your parents. But in an ideal world, we would stand up when our parents walked into the room as a sign of respect, not only for them, but for the Shechina. However, if your parents are a little bit more laid back and they want to be mochel, they certainly can opt to do that. Ideally, you would not, again, if your parent had a set seat on the table, we would not sit there unless your parent is specifically been mochel on that kavod. Another application of this concept of yira is not referring to your parents by their first name. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch writes, "Lo yikrena b'shmo, lo b'chaya, v'lo b'moto, elo omar Abba Mayuri haya sham, Aviv k'shem, achri meshane shemam, hu sham, shu plai she'en hakol regilin likrot bo." Okay, so there's all discussion about calling your father by their first name. You certainly shouldn't call your father or your mother by their first name in their presence. When not in their presence, so basically, if it's a uncommon name, better not to say it. Rather say, my father, Kalman, for example. If it's a common name, there may be a leniency to say their name if it's not in their presence, but ideally, one would not even refer to their father or their mother in their presence by Kalman, but rather say, my father, Kalman, or my father, Maishi. Another application of respect that we're supposed to have for our parents that a lot of people don't know about is the halacha that you should not wake up your parents. Okay, this can happen for me when I call my parents. If I'm 7 or 8 hours ahead of them, I might accidentally wake them up. And the Gemara in Kedushin tells a long story about this Gentile, Dama ben Netina, that would not wake up his parents, even if he would lose a lot of money. But it was so important for him, this mitzvah of Kibud Av. And the Gemara speaks in praiseworthy terms about this person. It seems to be an application of the concept of not respecting your parents. Interestingly enough, actually from here we learn that Kibud Av refers to non-Jews also. because they too need to have respect, hakarat hatov, for their parents, for their creator. So that's a whole different shiur. Should Gentiles also respect their parents? But the simple answer is yes, although some of the details of the halacha would not apply to them. However, of course, if your parents ask you to wake them up, they say, please, you know, wake me up at 8 o'clock, I have an important meeting, then that would be fine, because they've, again, given you permission to help them out and wake them up. But in a situation where you're not sure if they want them to be woken up, we should be strict and try not to wake up our parents. Okay, so that's some details about how we respect our parents. Oh, another detail that I forgot to mention is we don't contradict our parents explicitly. If you see that they made a mistake, you in a nice way say, hey, maybe, perhaps, and you show them in a book, I've heard differently, I read a little differently, what do you think? But not to openly and brazenly contradict them. Certainly not an easy halacha to follow, but as a sign of respect, we should always try not to contradict them. Certainly not in front of others. Okay, that's in terms of respecting your parents. What about, I'm sorry, instead of yira, awe for your parents. What about helping them out, the mitzvah of kibud? So as we already mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's basically physically helping your parents. And the Gemara also points out that you have to do this in a happy way, in a smiling way. If you do it, you know, without a happy face, showing your parents that they are a burden, then you've lost your schar mitzvah. Better not to have done it at all, almost. So you've got to help them out physically, whether it's shopping or cleaning the house, or when they're older, to help them exercise, whatever it is. If they need any physical help, we need to do it, and we need to do it with a lot of joy. You can think about all the times they did diapers for you. If that helps motivate you, and even if that doesn't, if they weren't the best parent for whatever reason, and you don't feel that motivated, out of respect for God and the Torah, we have an obligation to help our parents out with a lot of love. An interesting question emerges: what if it's not physically that they want my help, but rather psychologically? Let's say your parents say, please, can you come visit me every day? I want you to come in the morning and at night and drive an hour to where I live and come visit me. So this is an interesting question. The Panini Halacha paskins that everything must be within reason. While if it's physical help, you have to help them. When it comes to psychological help, whatever is reasonable. You know, if it's reasonable to come once a day and visit them, then you should, and it's a mitzvah. But if it's unreasonable and it's for a psychological, you know, they want you twice a day to come and be with them and you would have to give up your job to do that, for example, then you may not be obligated to do that. Every situation is unique and you can, you know, ask your posek if a particular situation arises. But technically, the mitzvah of kibud is primarily physical help and not necessarily psychological help. It's psychologically to always do everything that they say. Okay, what about back to our original sweater situation? Is there a mitzvah to listen to your parents? And if they tell you to wear a red sweater and you don't like the red color red, if they tell you to wear a jacket and you're hot, the answer is actually no. The mitzvah, technically, the obligation is to do things for them and to listen to them, to respect them, but not to do everything that they say, even if it is unreasonable. However, the Panini Halacha of Melamed defines it like this. If you do go out of your way to wear that sweater, you fulfill a good deed, a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do to make your parents happy. You'll get schar in the next world. It's just not an absolute obligation. Okay? So it's a good thing to do, but you don't have to do it, is how we comes out at the end of the day. That's, let's say, if something that doesn't go against the Torah, it's just annoying. Like, again, you know, going and wearing a sweater in the winter. What about a more serious decision? Let's say your parents want you to marry a particular girl and you know it's not the right type of girl. So in that situation, the Shulchan Aruch specifically writes, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that we have no obligation to listen to our parents if they tell us to do something which is against our are the Torah against halacha, or are against what would be reasonable and good for us in our life. Okay, the Gemara in Yavama specifically says the Pasuk connects Shabbos to Kibud Av to tell us. Actually, I don't believe that that's where the Gemara derives it from. Let me find the source. Yavama Staf Hey, I'm a bet. Yachal Yehek Kibud Av. You're all obligated, you and your parents, since they're mentioned together, Shabbos, keeping Shabbos and respecting your parents. If your parents tell you to go against halacha, you would not go against halacha. Just reading in the Yoredeia, Amar lo aviv la'avor al divrei Torah, ben mitzvot asa, ben mitzvot lo tasa, v'afilu mitzvot shal divreim, lo yishmala. You don't have to listen to your parents if they tell you to go against the Torah. Av tzvat, anav shalo yidaberim ploni, v'shalo yimcholo. Parents say, don't speak to that person and don't forgive him. Ben ayara tzedit payet, and the son wants to make av, ein lo lachush tzavato. You don't listen to your parents. And the Rama writes, "Chen im av moche beben lisa is a ishesh yachbot ba in sarach lishma elav." There's no need to listen to your parents if they tell you to marry a certain person, right? Because that's going to end up, you're going to be bitter your whole life. You're not going to be able to fulfill mitzvah in the same way if you marry the wrong person. So that's a huge decision. We will listen to the advice of our parents, but we don't have to do what they say. We'll take it into account because they know us well, but you don't have to do what they say. At the end of the day, and that's in terms of that. Pnini Halacha extends this to if you want to live in a certain area which you think will be better for your service of God, or you want to be a settler, for example, and your parents say, no, don't be a settler. As long as it's a getter, a mitzvah, and will help you fulfill the mitzvahs better, you do not have any obligation to listen to your parents. So again, just the myth that exists out there is that you always have to listen to your parents. The answer is you have to do a lot to listen to your parents. You have to respect your parents, to treat them with a lot of respect and love, but you do not have to necessarily, listen to them in big decisions, and certainly not when it would contradict anything in halacha. All right, for part two about moving to Israel specifically, we're going to make that the part two of this shiur set, and hope you enjoyed. In the meantime, have a wonderful day.